Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Randy Batson. I am a graduate of the Department of History and Philosophy of the University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus. On this day, February 20th, in the year 1824, the militia of Christ Church, under the Honorable Colonel William Eversley, had a grand ceremony for the presentation and consecration of their colors. On the following day, the Barbadian newspaper published a detailed description of the mid-morning event, which was held at a parade ground in Christ Church. According to the report, the ceremony began at 11 a.m., and the soldiers on parade were from the militia of the Southern Regiment, which comprised the battalions of Christ Church and St. Philip. The colors were presented to Lieutenant Colonel Clark of the St. Philip Battalion and Lieutenant Colonel Ashby of the Christchurch Battalion, respectively, by Mrs. Edward Senhouse. The generational involvement of families in the militia was evident, where the previous colors presented to the Christchurch Regiment were given by Mrs. Spooner, the mother of the current presenter, Mrs. Senhouse, when her grandfather, the Honorable John Best, was colonel. The standards were then consecrated by Reverend Owls, chaplain of the St. Philip Battalion, who blessed the colors and prayed that the colors be, quote, unfurled in righteous cause in defense of king and country, for the preservation of our liberties and property, for the safeguard of our wives and children, unquote. The words of the chaplain were an important reflection of what the militia represented for the external, and more importantly, the internal security of the white population of Barbados. Historian Dr. Carl Watson points out, quote, in addition to their main function as a defense in a period of frequent wars between France and England and repeated invasions throughout the Caribbean islands, the militia also provided security for the free population, and their regular drills served to intimidate the enslaved group, unquote. Additionally, historian Sir Hilary Beckles describes the main function of the militia as, quote, to police the black communities. They searched slave houses for weapons and hunted runaway slave servants, unquote. Indeed, 8 years before this ceremony, the white population of Barbados was threatened by the Bussa slave rebellion, and the militia was vital in the defeat of Bussa's forces. Additionally, the location of the parade in Christchurch could have been strategic, as St. Philip and Christchurch were identified as locations of significant battles between those militias against Bussa's forces. The symbolism for both the free and enslaved population was therefore significant, and particularly for the enslaved, this parade of the fully armed combined militia was a poignant reminder of the powerful military force that defeated their quest for freedom. It was also a deterrent against future attempts at violent rebellion by the enslaved population. The Barbados militia served the pro-slavery authorities with distinction until it was disbanded in the mid-19th century and succeeded in thwarting every slave rebellion on the island from the mid-17th century to the Bussa Rebellion of 1816.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcon Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.